Surrender, white people, time is up. After 400 years of oppression, discrimination, and bias, black folk are still here, and we still won't shut the fuck up. And now we've got reinforcements. Just in my lifetime, the face of America has become a hell of a lot browner. In fact, we're on the cusp of being a majority-minority country. Let that sink in. Whites will soon be a minority. This new reality carries consequences. White people have been in charge for a long time now, but black and brown folk are not going to take a back seat anymore. Whiteness ain't what it used to be. And I'm here to say it is time for white folk to sue for peace while the getting still good. Not that we won. No black or brown person can say we won with Trump in the White House or Tucker Carlson on TV. Charlottesville, Botham John, and a Tatiana Jefferson make it clear how far we still have to go. But the times are changing, as The Atlantic recently observed. The United States is undergoing a transition perhaps no rich and stable democracy has ever experienced. Its historically dominant group is on the way to becoming a political minority, and its minority groups are asserting their co-equal rights and interests. You damn right. So here we are. Nobody's winning. Everybody's losing. We're all angry. And we've been at it so long, it feels like we'll always have racial conflict and like we'll never figure out how to live together in peace and harmony. Whatever happened to Ebony and Ivory and living side by side on my piano keyboard? What we have here in America is a dysfunctional relationship. It's an unhappy marriage after a shotgun wedding. Oh, and after slavery, Jim Crow, and lynchings. So, you know, we got issues. But this country's not going to therapy because America doesn't want to deal with her issues. White people hate talking about race. Why is everything about race, they say? Why do we always have to talk about race? Everything is about race because in America, it has always been about race here. The places we could work and live, the places we could eat, the places we could go to school. It's the same today. How are we supposed to deal with Charlottesville if we don't know the same history? How are we supposed to trust the police if we don't acknowledge the continuing violence against us, as well as centuries of forced subjugation by white authorities? Where white people see an obsession with victimhood, black people see a willful lack of taking responsibility. When will white people let us be a part of America? Peace and reconciliation will only happen, I believe, when white people surrender their unjust privileges and their delusions of supremacy. Look your history in the face, put aside all your visions of superiority, open up your institutions so they benefit everyone in this nation, and join the rest of us as equals. That's what I mean by surrender. But America still has a white supremacy complex. It still wants to bring black and brown people to heel. Slavery, Jim Crow, and segregation all tried to get black people to be like good little children. Seen, but not heard. Maybe not even seen. And then you voted for Obama. Fuck it, okay. I'll vote for the black guy this one time. Now this will make them shut up. But then we didn't shut up, so we got Trump as payback. Soon enough, African countries were shitholes, brown people were in cages, and Nazis were marching in our streets. So I'm going to solve our problem with this book. This book will do more for white people than the Obama election ever did. It'll do more than rooting for a black quarterback, more than celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You tried all these little things, hoping that we'd shut up, but it didn't quite get you there. So fine, you don't want to hear from us anymore? This book is about how we can get black people to stop talking about oppression, discrimination, and our place in America. You give us this stuff, and you get the niggas to shut the fuck up about it. Surrender, white people. These are our terms.